First up this Wednesday, a controversial new law in Denmark that's drawing new attention to Europe's refugee and migrant crisis. Because of war, poverty, and instability in other regions, more asylum seekers are entering Europe than at any time since World War II. Yesterday, a significant majority of Danish lawmakers approved legislation that allows officials to confiscate the valuables of migrants and refugees. Cash, watches, phones, computers, jewelry. Things worth more than $1,400 may now be seized by Danish officials. But sentimental items like wedding rings or portraits will not be taken. A Danish lawmaker says everyone in his country receives free health care, elderly care, education through college, language training, and that this ensures that migrants who are able will contribute financially to Denmark's society. But the United Nations says the law violates the migrants' dignity. And human rights group Amnesty International says it reflects a dismal race to the bottom by European countries responding to the refugee crisis. With so many refugees, combined with some high-profile crimes blamed on them in Europe, supporters and critics of Denmark's law say it's more about discouraging them from entering Denmark. Similar laws exist in Switzerland and Germany. One factor driving millions of refugees into Europe is violence in their homeland. And for some of them, especially those from Syria, it's connected to what's known as the Arab Spring. Next to